The Pentagon's worst cyber fears are coming true. It revealed yesterday for the first time recent attacks against oil and gas companies in the Middle East were more than just disruptive. They were destructive. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says America's critical infrastructure is also at risk. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on Panetta's speech. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So describe the threat that the secretary is talking about.
Well, in August, two attacks against a Middle Eastern oil company and a Middle Eastern gas company showed both the possibility and the actual harm destructive attacks could have are having on critical infrastructure. Now, Panetta says the Shamu virus made about 30,000 computers at Aramco, a Saudi Arabian oil company, basically useless. They wiped them clean. And another attack against a Qatar gas company used the virus to do even more harm.
All told, the Shamoon virus was probably the most destructive attack that the private sector has seen to date. Imagine the impact an attack like that would have on your company or your business. These attacks mark a significant escalation of the cyber threat, and they have renewed concerns about still more destructive scenarios that could unfold.
Now, DoD has been warning for the better part of a year that these types of attacks were basically inevitable. General Keith Alexander is the commander of the U.S. Cyber Command. He told a House Armed Services Committee hearing in March that destructive attacks quickly were becoming the preferred type of cyber attack by nation states, extremist organizations, organized crime, and many others. Now, destructive attacks are taking place in the place of disruptive attacks. And let me tell you quickly the difference. Disruptive attacks are the denial service types that kind of overload a system, make a website or network inaccessible for a period of time. Traditionally, they don't do a lot of harm. They just annoy and frustrate the user. But destructive attacks, as seen in the Middle East examples, actually make the systems useless and unrepairable. And Panetta says U.S. critical infrastructure networks already are being probed by foreign actors looking to destruct.
They are targeting the computer control systems that operate chemical, electricity, and water plants, and those that guide transportation throughout this country. We know of specific instances where intruders have successfully gained access to these control systems. We also know that they are seeking to create advanced tools to attack these systems and cause panic and destruction and even the loss of life.
So Leon Panetta obviously is saying, listen, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of problems. We got to do something about it.
All right, so what is the department doing to try to stop these attacks or even fight them back?
Well, they're taking several steps, and we've heard bits and pieces over the last year, but Secretary Panetta last night really pulled it all together and actually offered a little more details. He says DOD is spending $3 billion annually to improve its workforce and its technology.
Our most important investment is in skilled cyber warriors needed to conduct operations in cyberspace. Just as DOD developed the world's finest counterterrorism force over the past decade, we need to build and maintain the finest cyber force and operations. We're recruiting, we're training, we're retaining the best and the brightest in order to stay ahead of other nations. It's no secret that Russia and China have advanced cyber capabilities. Iran has also undertaken a concerted effort to use cyberspace to its advantage.
Now, Panetta mentioned the cyber workforce, and what they're doing through DOD is obviously developing and using systems that rely on sensors and software to hunt down malicious code before it harms DOD systems. Panetta says the department also has made advances in attribution. This is the idea of knowing who is attacking your system, and they're doing that through better forensic capabilities. So as you can see, he's getting into a lot more detail, especially from a Secretary of Defense that you don't normally see, about just the technologies and what DOD is doing. And it's not all about just defense of the networks. Panetta didn't use the term cyber offensive weapons, but he did make this promise to would-be attackers.
If we detect an imminent threat of attack, that will cause significant physical destruction in the United States or kill American citizens, we need to have the option to take action against those who would attack us, to defend this nation when directed by the President. For these kinds of scenarios, the Department has developed the capability to conduct effective operations to counter threats to our national interests in cyberspace. Let me be clear that we will only do so to defend our nation, to defend our interests, to defend our allies.
If you heard him, he was very parsing of the words. I mean, if he's not a lawyer, he might as well be one. He's saying very specifically, we will have the capabilities to, but not go on the offensive. But that's what he's basically talking about here. Now, Panetta also made the case for more information sharing with the private sector. And just as important, he says the cyber legislation the Senate is considering is also critical. Now, the Defense Department and the administration both support the version of the comprehensive cyber bill authored by Senators Joe Lieberman, Susan Collins, and Jay Rockefeller. Obviously, that bill is stuck. It's stalemated in the Senate. Now, Panetta says without it, the critical infrastructure is very vulnerable. Now, earlier in the day, Andy Osman, a senior director at the White House's Cybersecurity Coordinator's Office, spoke at an event that I attended, the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board meeting. He was saying that there's still some hope the cyber bill will make it out of the Senate in November, but he says Congress has a lot on its plate, and he's not sure how much it will get through.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. And just to put this in context, the Pentagon has been working for a long time now on sort of rules of engagement for cyberspace and been supposedly finalizing it. What's the status of that?
Well, he did mention those rules of engagement, says they are in the final stages of development. This will be the first updates. Now, Panetta says responding to the cyber threat requires the right policies and the right organizations and the definitions of where those lines of responsibilities comes in when it comes to cyber defense. He was very clear. He says this is a whole-of-government approach. This is not a DOD-only approach. So it includes the FBI and Homeland Security and other agencies. Now, Panetta says the new rules will make clear DOD's responsibilities to defend its networks, the nation, and the nation's interest against cyber attacks.
These new rules make the department more agile and provide us with the ability to confront major threats quickly.
Now, he didn't give any kind of time frame for when or if the rules would be made public. And he also says as a part of those rules of engagement, he's been working and the administration has been pressing the cyber issue internationally as well. Panetta's recent event to Beijing, he says he underscored the need to increase communication and transparency so as to avoid any misunderstanding or miscalculations in cyberspace. Seems like very similar discussions that we heard back in the 50s and 60s with Russia around nuclear weapons. So as you can see, Panetta hit a variety of cyber topics. Some say he was trying to send a message to Iran and other nation states. Others say this was to message to industry and Congress and the need for the cyber bill. But I think either way, this was the first major cyber policy speech by a defense secretary, and I think he is sending a message about the threat of these cyber attacks do pose and the fact that something does need to be done in the immediacy, not in the long term.
And Jason, if he knew or if Defense Department knows that these particular attacks on Aramco and Qatar are coming from Iran, why won't he pin the tail on that donkey?
Well, I think he did in some ways.
That politically, by the way.
Yeah, yes. I think he did in some ways because he by declassifying information, there was a background call earlier in the day before his speech with some senior defense officials. And while they wouldn't go as far as to name Iran or name another nation state, they did say, listen, this is the most we've ever talked about this. This is the most we've unclassified information so as to talk about this. So I think he's definitely trying to push the message out there saying we have the capabilities, we will use them if necessary, and basically, hey, don't mess with us. It's the deterrence strategy.
Jason, just very briefly, I mean, I know the Pentagon is saying that this is an unprecedented speech and that it's the most detailed yet, but, you know, we cover cybersecurity pretty intensely here at Federal News Radio, and I know that you do. Was there really anything new in the speech that we didn't know from other sources?
Well, and that's the thing. You have to take it for what it's worth in the sense that when you hear stuff from other sources, who's the sources of that? Who's pushing this out there? was the fact that the Shamoon virus is new. This is the first time DOD is ever talking about it, but that data was out there before. I mean, I heard General Keith Alexander from Cyber Command talk about Aramco last week. He didn't give much details. He just says, well, we've all read the reports about Aramco and what happened to them. So I think that what by Panetta kind of putting this all together and shaping it, it's the way he presented it, who he presented it to, and then some of the details about, for instance, attribution, the fact that DOD is spending $3 billion a year on cyber, and I think that the fact that the rules of engagement are close. I mean, I think those are the three issues that I would really put to you as saying that was the newsiest parts.